property. Motherhood is not my property. Motherhood is being a trustee for God with what He has given to you, with His heritage that He has placed in your hands. Motherhood is nourishing, raising, training God's heritage the way He wants you to do so. In ancient Israel, it was a male-focused society. But if we look at the Bible closely, we will see that God, in His mercy, in His sovereignty, made sure that He injected the presence of the women, making sure that there was a balance. God made sure. Why? So that His word will apply to every one of us, not just the men. His word will apply to the young, to the old, to the woman, to the boy, to the girl. Therefore, this morning, as I share God's word, I encourage that we all listen with an open heart. May you be blessed in Jesus' name. The theme of this Mother's Day celebration is blessed and highly favored, and it's taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 33. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. And she considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Our key verse for the theme is verse 28, which says, "And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.'" Rejoice, highly favored one. Blessed are you among women. The word blessed means happiness that is produced by God-given prosperity, God-given security. It means being enriched. It means being healthy. To be highly favored means one has been favored, especially chosen. You are a recipient of God's benefit. You are a recipient of God's grace. You are especially chosen. Turn to the person next to you and say, "You are especially chosen." Hallelujah. You may wonder why I said you should say so. She be Mary number sorrow. But you see, the word that is translated from the Greek, highly favored, occurs only in one other place in the Bible. And that is found in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6. And it says, "To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved." You see that grace there will not translate highly favored. Ni Matthew, ni Luke. So, I want us to read this Ephesians chapter 1. It will apply better to us. But I'm going to be reading it from another version, the New Century Version. I'll be reading Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. Why are we specially chosen? How are we specially chosen? How are we blessed? I thought it applied only to Mary. No. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ, God has given us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly world. That is, in Christ, He chose us before the world was made so that we would be His holy people, people without blame before Him. Because of His love, God had already decided to make us His own children through Jesus Christ. That was what He wanted, and that was what pleased Him. And it brings praise to God because of His wonderful grace. God gave that grace to us freely. That is that word, the word grace. God chose us. He gave it to us freely in Christ Jesus, the one He loves. All praise and glory be to God. He chose us in Christ Jesus even before we knew Him, because He loved us. And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says He has blessed us. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. And we also see that He has chosen us. Like I said, when we go through the scriptures, we see some mothers. I'd like us to just have a look at some stories this morning, very quickly. Let's start with Mary. What was special about Mary? Nothing. Mary came from a country, a village that was practically unknown. She came from a poor background. There was nothing that was special about Mary, as far as we can see. But God sent the angel to her and said, what? You have been specially what? Chosen. And you are blessed. Why did God do that? God could have just done what He wanted without sending someone. But God wanted her to know, just like He said, I should tell you this morning, the way we are all seated here, some things are going on in His kingdom. God is at work. Mary did not know God had been considering people. But God let her know, I have considered you and I've chosen you. The same way God says, I should tell you this morning, He chose you in Christ even before you were born. And God says He is working in the background. He is at work. You are blessed. Don't let the world tell you otherwise. Even when I don't see it, You're working. Even when I don't feel it, You're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, You're working. Even when I don't feel it, You're working. You never stop. You never stop working. He's the sovereign God. Nobody can tell Him what to do. And if He says you are specially chosen, their mother, their father, their child, young one, you have to believe God. There was another woman. Her story comes up in only one book in the Bible. And this woman, she had already lost her husband. In the land of Israel, if a woman lost her husband, unless she had a son that could inherit things from her husband's family, she had no right. Finito, se fini. So this woman had a son. The son grew up into a young man. All of a sudden, he died. And so to speak, it was finished for her. But one day Jesus came to the gate of Nain and He met her. She did not ask for help. She did not do anything special. She was just weeping. Toroti Tafu, she lost hope. She gave up. Kinokulaye, no husband, the son that would take care of me in my old age, gone. The Bible says there was a crowd weeping with her. She did not utter a word, but Jesus had compassion on her. Jesus has compassion this morning. He said, I should tell you, weep not. Jesus says, I should tell you this morning, I don't know what has been making you cry. Whatever you have said, otito, Jesus says, weep not. He's here to restore this morning. Why? You are blessed. And you are specially chosen. Not because of anything you have done. We do not qualify to be chosen. He just chooses us. He loves us. And we read in Ephesians 1 that he loved us. And he chose us. So what is that that is making you cry? Have you been weeping over your child? Have you given up that child to addiction? Have you given up that child because he or she is in a wrong relationship? Have you given up on them because they say they are no longer this your Jesus self? They want to seek help elsewhere. Have you given up? Or perhaps your relationship with your child is not what it should be. Jesus says, weep not. I am here. I will restore. But don't bang in inuje. Ma share to she. The next woman. Oh, this woman did not even qualify to stand in the presence of Jesus. Because she came from a region that was full of unbelievers. And in Israel, well, we don't deal with, you know, Amorawa, Amogongs, Amoklas. But the Bible says her daughter was gravely vexed by a demon, this Syrophoenician woman. And when a child is challenged, it's the parent that is challenged. Abi, am I the only one feeling it? If your child has a problem, you have a problem. For the Bible to say that child was gravely vexed. The devil was dealing with that little girl. And the mother knew. You know, when a mother takes care of a child, a doctor once told me, if a mother tells you, because she's the one that knows the child. This woman said, Lord, help me. Messiah, have mercy. The Bible says she was crying from afar because she did not qualify to come into the presence of the Jews. One version describes her cry as urgent. She was crying, shouting, following Jesus and his disciples. Her cry was annoying. Kodake, son of David, deliver my daughter. What is your cry this morning? What is your cry? Jesus is here. Son of David! The Bible says Jesus answered her, not a word. She came closer. I don't know what prejudice you are facing. I don't know how your self-esteem is. This is somebody that was called a dog. You know, many times we put tags, we put labels on ourselves because of our circumstances, because of culture, because of tradition. Thank you, Stadiola, for this morning. I don't know what it is that has you with your head bowed down. I'm not talking only to the mothers. What is that situation? Toti Jeko, you can't look up. You can't look up. You are ashamed. You are afraid of what people will say. Yeshua is here this morning. The lifter up of our heads. You are not inferior to anybody. Don't let anybody make you feel inferior. Don't allow it. Jesus died for you. He said you have been what? Especially chosen. You are blessed. Highly favored. You have 2 eyes, 2 nose, a nuka, a teeth, just like I do. Just like those people do. Don't let them treat you like you are nothing. Don't accept it. Raise up your head. Kosoji. You are not anybody's servant. Jesus said you are blessed. You are highly favored. Beori esoke. Arise and shine. Enough is enough. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Come out of low self-esteem. Can you tell yourself, I am loved. I am chosen. I am blessed. Hallelujah. Now this woman, she drew closer to Jesus. Baba down, Abi. Oh, Rebo Satakayanda Laraba. She came to him. The Bible says she worshipped. And her next prayer was, Lord, help me. Sheripe Ariwo Adura Alariwo Yato. Adura Idakeje Oyato. She said, Lord, what? Help me. Where you are seated now, I don't know if you need to cry out for help. Just talk quietly to Jehovah. Ask him, Lord. He knows now. Ah, Sheba or not being wasibila roy. He knows. He knows your pain. Just whisper, Lord, help me. Womiso. Tuminino. Lao no fumi. You are free to pray. Jesus is here. You don't have to qualify. I didn't qualify, neither did you. But we are blessed. We are highly favored. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now, the next mother, this woman, I'm going to touch some soft spots like Stadiola did. But I know I am led by God. This was a woman, she had given up about having children. She had given up. Don't talk about it. Because the Bible says that her husband was old. She was wealthy. She was influential. I'm talking about the Shunammite woman. And so, how you will know that something day for body? Gehazi called her the first time. The Bible says she stood before Elisha the first time. He said, Kilofe. God, she could not say it. That is how delicate this matter is. How sensitive it is to be waiting on God for children. And every month you see your period. I have been there. You don't want somebody to talk to you. Makomi no dubeye. So when Gehazi went to call her the second time, the Bible says, it's before she stood before Elisha, when Baba called her the second time, Bible says she stood at the door. Kile so. Please let us be sensitive to people who are trusting in God for children. Let's not be careless with our words. Let's be considerate. When we treat them, ejeka wa careful. Tori e mo epun ikoko ti won sun. Olorun lo ran mi si yin o ejo e ma binu. She had accepted her status. But when God came, did she qualify? You can't say that because she was giving. When God showed up, this morning, Iya Ibeji, Baba Ibeji, whoever you may be, I want to let you know that it's not in the hand of any man. For that, I praise God. It is only in the hands of God. And God is merciful. God is kind. That is what we know about him. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Ah, me boy is able to down. Is he able? Yan Baba Ibeji, I congratulate you. I congratulate you. Ironia Yola Magbo. Loruko Jesu. By the power of God Almighty. Now the second aspect of this Shunammite woman. You know when her son died? The Bible says that she rode on a donkey. Ah, and you donkey rimbi. Can I see your hand? Is it comfortable, sir? Mbano. History has it that this woman rode for about 30 kilometers on that donkey. And she told the servant, hurry up, oh, hurry up, hurry up. Ma, don't stay for me. It was inconvenient. Why? If you read that story very well, she took the babe boy into Elisha's room where nobody will know he was. Because in Israel, once a person dies, he must be buried. If anybody had known that boy was dead, what's he called today? So this morning, God says, I should tell you, what is your inconvenience? Kilon cost you? Have you ridden on the back of a donkey for your child? He says, I should let you know that you will be inconvenienced. Is it not inconvenience for us? Was it easy for him to send Jesus for us? But God expects that sometimes from us. So situations will arise where we will inconvenience ourselves. God respects that as a parent. Hallelujah. Now, when God directed me to read about Anna, I thought it was about waiting mothers. Yes, it is, but somehow. But it's about Penina. Yes, Penina. Diarrhea running mouth. But this is about our children. Where do you think Penina's children were when she was insulting Anna? Mbolonwa. Where do you think the children were? I can't hear you, church. They were there. What do you think they were learning? They were learning how to treat people very well. How to fumoto. Yes. And God says, I should tell us this morning, watch how you infuse negative things into your children. That environment in which they are absorbing it. They are absorbing it. They are absorbing it. You know, we create a template for them. Template of pride, unforgiveness, malice, arrogance. And then when they start to befuwa, we wonder what is wrong with these children. Awani. We started it. What template have you created for your children? What can they say about you? What have they read about you about how to treat people? Do they know that you should treat people with respect? From looking at you. Oh, do you greet Sister Diola? Oh, it says, mwah. And the minute you get in the car, mother alone. And your children are there. They saw you do, oh, it says, mwah. And the next thing they heard, mother alone. What is that? Hypocrisy. And if you are a hypocrite, they cannot trust you. Jabez's mother, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. She bore the child in pain. Is it the baby's fault? No, wait. Is it the baby's fault? How is it the baby's fault that you will call a child Ibanujo? Irora, Efufu. Pain, where are you? Please, let's be careful the names we call our children. You know, we may say Jabez's mother was extreme. Let me give you an example. Especially in the formative years. When I was growing up, Timba Munkodani, Ajabo. Timba Shele, Ajabo. So I was called clumsy. It started like a joke. It became a name. It became an alias. I did not like it. It affected me. It affected my self-esteem. I did not like it. You may call your child Fatty Bombo. Does the child like it? It took God to deliver me. It affected me for many years. And my loved ones didn't know that it affected me until I told them. It affected me. I did not have confidence. But Jesus delivered me. If you are like me this morning, God will deliver you. It doesn't matter. That thing that is making you feel less than a person, just hand it over to Him. And He will infuse you with His own assurance and confidence. And finally, there was this woman. God had confidence to say, even though she was not His child, even though she was not a Jew, that I have commanded her to take care of you. The widow of Zarephath. She was a widow. But God had confidence to tell His prophet, Lord, now this is a woman. You see that Zarephath, idolatry, non shembe. It's not that they were worshiping God. It was idol infused. In fact, that Zarephath was under the region of Ahab's wife. Jezebel's father was the king over Zarephath. It's there in the scriptures. So, she didn't know God. But you are here today. God has brought you here. He's calling you. He's talking to your heart. She didn't know God, but God called her. God is calling you this morning. It doesn't matter whether you are born again or you are not born. You know. You see, the thing is that we see face, we don't see heart, but Baba see heart. Can we bow our heads to pray? I don't know what you want to talk to the Lord about this morning. The Almighty is calling you. Maybe you have picked one or few things to correct this morning. But the Lord, He is God. He is merciful. He is kind. He loved us before we even knew Him. And He chose us. You don't have to do anything. Just be you and come to Him. He has chosen you. He has blessed you. No matter the sins in your heart, no matter that thing that you have hidden that you feel, He can forgive you. But come to Him this morning. He is faithful and He's kind. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for calling us blessed. Thank you for making us blessed. Thank you for letting us know we are blessed and highly favored. We are especially chosen. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. I pray that your children will continue to see you working at work in our hearts and in our lives. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.